Memories that leap out of the radio when that Les Elgart bandstand boogie hits the airwaves. Forever etched into our 50s lives is this theme song that kicked off the national smash dance party known as Dick Clark's American Bandstand. Although it was already a local Philadelphia favorite that started back in 1952, it exploded nationally in August 1957 when a dapper, smooth 27-year-old former radio announcer stood behind the podium, daily presenting the unknowns who eventually became household legends. For 30 years, until 1987, Dick Clark's American Bandstand left an undeniable imprint on our uniquely American culture. We had the pleasure back in the early 90s when Dick Clark visited Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner for a fun-filled birthday party. Our waitresses were Lucille, Trixie, and Nadine. And although Dick Clark has been a personal and inspiring friend since the early 60s, as I did work in a small way for his Caravan of Stars for 2 years, I won't be telling the story. You're going to be hearing it firsthand from the many rock and roll greats who would be helped by that ever-giving friend who had no limits to his generosity. Thanksgiving weekend is off and running. Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner is officially open to a capacity crowd tonight, honoring that man from Philadelphia, Richard Wagstaff Clark, who was born November 30th, 1929 in Mount Vernon, New York. And this 5-time Emmy Award winner, Dick Clark, is going to be our special guest tonight. here at Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner. There's a great crowd of anticipation here, waiting for Dick to arrive, and everybody is settled back and going to enjoy a great evening of some fun celebrating Mr. Clark's birthday. Gals, by golly, the waitresses are beautiful tonight. They have dolled up, and they are in great anticipation for Mr. Clark's arrival.
Listen, you know when Dick Clark gets here...
Yes.
I want to wait on him.
Sure. Just because everybody else has seniority over me does not mean everybody else gets all the praise.
But you're an airhead.
You got to wait on her as bottle.
Stop it. Stop it.
Lucille.
Stop it. Who is the head waitress here?
I don't think so.
Let's look at the little tags here. What does it say? It says Lucille, head waitress.
But we're talking volume, and if you're measuring tips, if that's supposed to be the person who gets
this is a birthday party. This is for the guy from Philadelphia.
That's right.
He's pretty close to where I'm from, huh? Philadelphia, New York. Philadelphia, New
York.
That
don't mean a thing.
I speak the guy's language.
It don't mean a thing.
You know something. What's your sign? What? Tell me.
My sign?
Yeah.
What's
your sign?
Soft shoulders. What's it to you?
It's really entertaining to see. Well, he happens to be Sagittarius, and I'm completely compatible with him, and I think it would be best to have him waited on by someone who's completely compatible.
I don't think you'd be compatible with a pet rock.
I am the one. I'm not patting myself on the back here.
Yes, Trixie.
You guys are always late. You're both always late. I'm the one who's always here. I'm always here early.
I always get lost. It's not my fault.
Well, that is part of your problem, hon. And you should not be waiting on Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
That.
But I think we should measure this thing. We should go ahead and vote on it democratically.
Only way to measure this thing is to see who has which friends who are hitmen. Got the picture?
I think Lucille has more friends whose last names end in vowels than any of us, so
that's
I guess
right.
You win, Jay.
I disagree too.
I think
that has nothing to do with it. I'm the most loyal one
ladies,
of the three.
What do you want,
ladies,
Mr. Wood?
What?
Ladies.
What?
Mr. Clark is not a big tipper.
You know, my section is really overflowing.
Look
tonight.
At this place. Look back there. There's a
My tortilla is up.
The new fry cook hasn't got a thing. Right all night long.
You take it, Lucille.
No, really. I'm too busy.
Oh, boy, I think you're right. You should go ahead and take it.
Nadine, listen, it's yours, honey. It's yours.
All right, Lucille, you will wait on Mr. Clark. You've got Mr. Clark. Let's get this settled right now.
Pay me back, right, Dave?
Daddy Dave Wood, the Hollywood Diner. Friday night, 50s.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th Heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so are you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Clark.
Well, hi there. Hi, Dave.
Yes, it is.
Hi. Boy, this is quite a crowd you got here. I'm finally glad I could make it to the diner in your celebrity booth here. This is really something.
Dick, it's your birthday party. Let's start it off right, huh?
Dave, play me one of my favorites, will you? Right. Something that'll bring back, you know, a couple of memories somewhere along the line.
Hey, here we go. Hey, ladies. Let's have a big welcome for Dick Clark.
Happy birthday, Dick Clark. It's your birthday.
Thank
you. We're gonna party till dark. Oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Dick Clark. And Daddy
Dave. Dives out. Woo! Yeah! Hey, Dick.
Hmm?
They want you to dance with them.
All right.
Daddy Dave. Dives
out. Woo! I'm dancing first with a guy.
Nadine, that's our
scene. Yeah! Ruby! It's my guy.
Would you look at that guy? That Clark cuts a rug.
Watch out!
Big Teddy Charles.
three Marilyn Monroe's, they are not. Hey, your birthday party, enjoy tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this.
Driving guitar of Dwayne Eddy and Ramrod. And Dwayne Eddy on the show tonight. Dwayne, you have many favorite stories of Dick Clark.
I have many favorites, but the first record Dick played of mine was Moving and Grooving in early 58. And it got up to about 70 with an anchor. And did well enough that they suggested we go in and do some more sides. So we went in and did several tracks. Out of that bunch came a song called Stalking, which was the next single. Everybody loved it. The record company loved it. The producers, Hazelwood, Lester loved it. Clark loved it. He played it every day for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And but the audience, people out there, did not love it that much. It was a slow blues. It was a nice record. I liked it myself, but I kept saying, I don't think that's the side, guys. I think we should turn it over and play the other side if you want. And they said, no, everybody likes Stalking. We're going to go with that. So 2 weeks later, Lee Hazelwood calls up and says, well, Dwayne, I guess this, your chart career is going to be short. Stalking is not making it, and they won't turn it over. So I was very depressed. Then, lo and behold, on Monday, Dick, turned it open. And what had happened, he told me later, is they'd gone to a record hop and forgot one of his boxes of records. So about the third hour, he started playing B-sides of records. Came to Stockton, and he turned it over, and he told me he played the B-side, and the kids stood there for a minute, and then when it kicked in, they started dancing. He said, and afterward, they came up and asked me to play it again about three more times then. So he says, I knew there was something to it, and I scheduled it for the following Monday, the bandstand. And of course, that little mistake saved my career, because that song that he turned over turned out to be Rebel Rouser.
Dwayne, Rebel Rouser, and of course we know all the fame of Rebel Rouser, including Forrest Gump ran to it, but besides that, Dick Clark had you go through a lot of things during your career on American Bandstand. What was your favorite moment?
He did. They did terrible things right off the bat with Rebel Rouser. When it wasn't so much Bandstand, that was fun, that was easy, but he had a Saturday night Beech Nut show then. Days. You may remember that, where all the acts came on and did their songs on either mimed them or did them live on Saturday night. And this was one of his first location shows in Miami. They put me on a forklift with my group, and Rebel Rouser was in the top 10 by this time. Ran that forklift down through the audience while we were playing the song, and then when we got to the stage, we all hopped off and ran around the stage. Playing. It was great fun. I didn't think much of it at the time. I just thought, but then the next time, they had us up in New York State, had us in a scoop loader. And then the best one was probably in 59 when they put us on the back of an elephant for 40 miles of bad road.
Oh.